Scott, it's time for the We Got the Geek survey.
All right, it's Jay Stu coming to you from the Canadian Toy Con here in the great city of Burlington. And lo and behold, I'm with one of my favorite people in the world, the great author Sarah Waterraven. How's it going?
It's going great, especially when you introduce me like that.
Oh, of course. Of course. How was your Fan Expo experience?
Fan Expo was excellent. I will go probably back again next year unless we go to Dragon Con, which is, you know, the dream, Dragon Con. But Fan Expo was incredible. The crowds were incredible. The people, I did not expect to sell out of books on Saturday. I was like, OMG,
good
I
work.
Need more books. Okay. So that was an incredible feeling. Never had that happen before. Mm-hmm. And of course, seeing all my wonderful friends was a good time. And the cosplay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely the cosplay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've actually compiled for you a geek survey because I thought we'd already done one. Went back and listened to our other interviews. Turns out I'd only asked you who you liked in the Civil War, and
That's about it.
Mm-hmm. So I'll try and go easy on you.
Okay, fair.
We'll start off with something that might or might not be an easy question, but do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? No, I actually tend not to have favorites, but
okay.
I can say a movie that has probably affected me the most as a human being was The Cloud Atlas.
Okay.
Just an epic journey of souls throughout multiple lifetimes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll ever see anything like that again, and it's left an impression on me. But overall, I mean, I love everything. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, then let's go the opposite route. Do you have a movie that has stolen 2 hours of your life?
Stolen 2 hours of my life.
Yeah.
The disturbing films that you end up watching in university, I think a lot of university and college people can relate to me here. Mm-hmm. You take like a psych class or an interesting English class, or you just end up making some friends that are into some weird stuff, mm-hmm. and you end up watching movies like Happiness or Gummo.
Okay.
Gummo was done by the same man who did Clockwork Orange.
Oh, okay.
Clockwork Orange also freaked me out. Sorry, everybody, but it did. So those movies definitely were a huge waste of my time because they were more so depressing. They made you look at human beings and see the worst of us. And I'm not a fan of that. I'm ever the optimist.
Okay.
So,
that's good. Yeah. That's good. You say you don't pick favorites. Do you have a TV show that you loved at some point in your life?
Oh, my God. So I'm very much a Supernatural girl. I love that show. But I find it very much lacking in female presence. It's, you know, the females either die in the episode they're introduced in, or they die at some point.
Oh, good.
So in terms of, like, another show that's my favorite is Jessica Jones because it focuses on a female character and she's strong and I really like that.
And how creepy was Fennin on that series?
Actually, the creepier part is how much I liked him. I was just like, dude, I still love you. It's cool.
I would love if they brought him in his character into one of the movies.
I totally agree. And I like, and it was so weird because when he explains things to you, you're like, yeah, actually, that guy was a jerk. I don't care that he died. And then you're like, wait, no, wait, it was wrong. Wasn't it?
Cool. Mm-hmm. If you could time travel anywhere, where would you go?
That's a tough one. I actually think I would go in the future. I think a lot of people normally say that they want to go back in time to different places, but I'd like to see the human potential. I'd like to see, basically, in my ideal, we get to like a Star Trek kind of era where, you know, it's not about gender, it's not about someone's preferences, orientation, and it's about we're united as a species and we've gone beyond materialism and fighting with each other because the universe is big. That's what I'd like to see.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one I like people like to think about, and the answers are always interesting. If you could have three fictional characters over for dinner, who would you choose?
Deadpool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Without question. And let's see, this is tough. Yeah, Deadpool first and foremost. That would be one hell of a conversation over dinner. He might kill one of my guests.
Oh, could be.
I feel like I need to pick somebody from a book here. I've been focusing on movies and popular fandoms.
Yeah.
So maybe, thinking here from one of my favorite book series. Man, I am drawing a blank. I'm embarrassed.
That's okay. A lot of people say Batman for some reason.
That sounds like, I don't know, it depends. I mean, does he come as Batman or Bruce Wayne?
Oh, that would be up to you.
If he's Batman, he's going to be quiet, right? He's not going to say much.
Yeah.
So that seems kind of pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he might try to take Deadpool to Arkham, and then I'd be upset.
Yeah.
Like, you can't come to my house and steal my guests, right? God. Man, I am so, like, I love books, and I cannot think of... Oh, there was a character from a book that I really enjoyed, The Forgotten Gemstone by Kit Devon, and the character is a world builder. So she comes from a species that would be kind of like my ideal of the human race when we evolve, where they have evolved, and they are now world creators. So she can, just with her own imagination, create entire worlds with life forms on them that live in galaxies. So that would be one heck of a conversation.
Okay.
And probably one last fictional character, Wolverine.
Let's
just go with Wolverine.
There you
I can't
go.
Pick anything from books right now.
Cool. What's the geekiest item you own?
The geekiest item I own would probably be my My Little Pony collection. Yeah,
cool.
I'm a sucker for the G1s, like the first generation. Just this reminder of childhood and these happy memories that I have with it.
That's
and
cool.
The show was, for some reason, very much an influence in my life.
Okay.
I have a real horse.
Yeah. Yes,
but for some reason, I still like these little plastic ponies.
All right.
And I find the current show is actually written very well and very inclusive to many people, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, Diana loves it, too.
Yeah, it's a good show.
All right. If they were making a movie about your life, who would play you? I think Julian Michaels.
Julian Michaels. Okay, for those of you who don't know, the Hamilton Spectator used a photo of Julian Michaels to replace me in an advertisement they ran for an art festival. I don't think we have anything in common. I think she's kind of mean on that show.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, I guess we do have horses in common, apparently.
There you go. She'd have her own horse. So.
Maybe she collects My Little Ponies. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would probably just play myself in the movie. I'd be like, you know what, just I'll do it because I just want it to be a normal woman, a normal weight, with normal appearances. I don't want some beautiful, amazing, thin model acting as me. I just want a real person.
Right. As a bonus question, who plays Detective Dougherty if they ever make a movie?
That is a tough question. Now, it's funny because sometimes I think he looks like... The guy who's like the KFC, like, what is he, the Colonel or something? The KFC guy?
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken guy? Like, sometimes I think he looks a little bit like
Colonel
that.
Sanders.
Yeah, Colonel, because he's fat and he's got a mustache. But sometimes I also think that he looks like, that president, Roosevelt.
Okay.
He looks kind of like Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the glasses and the mustache.
I think both those guys are out of the running, though.
Yeah. Like, I know they're dead.
Yeah.
I know they're not around anymore. But it'd have to be somebody that looks like that, right?
Yeah.
Because he's just a fat, happy man. and he's middle-aged. And, like, do we really see that anymore in movies?
Not really.
Like, no. We don't really seem to see real people in movies anymore. We just see fit, beautiful human beings that don't seem to age, whereas my detective specifically is an older middle-aged man who's overweight. He loves his Earl Grey, and you bet your bottom dollar he's eating a ton of biscuits.
Alright. And the last question I have, if you can have a theme song played anytime you walk into a room, what would it be?
There's a great group called the Thievery Corporation, and they did some music for a couple of movies, and they have one that is a beautiful song, I think in Hindi. I'm not 100% sure. I'm kind of embarrassed. I don't know.
Okay.
And I can't even pronounce the name of it, but something from Thievery Corporation, me walking into a room, and it would probably be sexy and spiritual sounding.
All right. Very cool. Well, thanks for doing the Geek Survey with us. It's always cool to record with you.
Thanks.
And I guess we can make this announcement now. Technically, you're an honorary member of We Got the Geek now because you'll be helping us out at Articon.
So exciting.
And we appreciate that.
I'm doing a happy dance.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you are.
Thank you.
No, thanks for helping us out. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I've never been to Articon. I'm sad it's the last one.
Yeah, she's planning a big farewell show.
All right, but I'm jumping in there, and I will man that booth.
Nice. Bring some books.
That's right.
We'll get the word out.
Boom, books. And don't worry, people come and visit me. I'm fine. I don't bite.
No, you're nice.
Yeah, thank you.
She makes your crappy days at cons happier.
Yay.
As I found.
Hey. And so does Dr. Stiebel.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And he'll be there too.
Yes. Perfect team.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, Sarah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.